Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question about Korech at the Lel HaSeder. And the question is, when we make the sandwich, do we put the matzah on the outside and the maror on the inside? Or do we do the alternative? Do we have the matzah on the inside and the maror on the outside? A very interesting question. Obviously, what people do nowadays is they have the matzah on the outside with the maror on the inside. But is that the right thing to do? So in fact, if you look at the language of many of the poskim, they say that when making the korech, the maror is on the outside and the matzah is on the inside. So we'll give a sampling of a few of the poskim. The Torah says, lokeach matzah v'korcho b'kazayis mimaror. You take the matzah and you wrap around the matzah a kazayis of maror. The chinuch says as follows, after we eat the maror, and we've dipped the maror into the charoses, korchino so agabe matzah v'ochlin. We wrap the maror around the matzah and we eat it. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel, karich leila maror a matzah. We wrap the maror around the matzah. Also the levush, also the seder hayom, all say that the maror is in the outside and the matzah is on the inside. For an explanation why the Magid Misharim says that the maror is on the outside, it's similar to a pri, that we have a wrapping or a shell around the pri. So too we do similarly. And he says as follows, the hashibud kadma lecheirus. The concept here is that the slavery was before the cheirus, so the maror should be on the outside. That came first, and only thereafterward, the inside later, was the matzah representing cheirus, the matzah that they ate as they came out of Egypt. Having said that, obviously the minhag olam is to do the reverse of all those poskim, and the reverse is that the matzah is on the outside, like a more standard korech sandwich, a sandwich. You have your bread on the inside, and whatever is on the inside, your peanut butter, your jelly, your cream cheese is on the inside. So too, that is typically how we make our korech sandwiches. And in fact, that is brought by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Oroch HaShulchan as well, matzah on the outside and maror on the inside. And we have to somehow explain why the change. Originally, the poskim say maror on the outside, so what is going on here? So we'll make a valiant attempt at making an explanation to this, but it may not be all that satisfactory. So the Sefer Mishnas Yaakov says as follows, that originally, originally, they would use lettuce, like our romaine lettuce, for korech, for the sandwich, and the leaves are large, and accordingly, they were able to wrap the matzah with the maror. So maror, large pieces of leaves, large leaves of romaine lettuce wrapped around the matzah, you can make a sandwich that way. However, things changed, and people started using chrein, that's the horseradish, and they grate it up, and you cannot make a sandwich with that on the outside. There's nothing to hold it. It's going to fall off the matzah. So accordingly, you had to make a change, and you had to put the maror, the ground up, the grated chrein on the inside, and the matzah on the outside. And because of that change, with people using the chrein instead, even the people who didn't use the chrein, the grated up chrein, they made the change as well and stopped putting the romaine lettuce on the outside and put it on the inside as well. So effectively, what the Mishnas Yaakov is saying is that originally there was lettuce that was used, and then it changed to chrein, and accordingly that changed everything. The problem is, as pointed out by the Minhag Yishal Torah, if you look in the poskim, they say the opposite, that originally, it's not that they used the romaine lettuce and changed to chrein, they used to use the horseradish, the chrein, and it was changed there afterward to the romaine lettuce. It went in the other way, and we have the romaine lettuce, large pieces of lettuce nowadays, so why are we doing the reverse? Why are we having the matzah on the outside and not the maror on the outside? So the Minhag Yishal Torah wants to offer a possible explanation. He says, nonetheless, we can still base ourselves on the Sfarah of the Mishnas Yaakov. The Mishnah Yaakov, again, was saying that originally it was lettuce, and then it became chrein, and once you made this change to chrein and it's grated, then everything changed. So he wants to say as follows, we can kind of use that rationale, but in a different direction. Originally, they used to have chrein, but when they had the chrein, it used to be whole pieces of grain. It wasn't grated up, and accordingly, they could use that on the outside of a sandwich. But nowadays, we grate the grain. And now that we grate the grain nowadays, that changed for the grating of the grain. Obviously, the gratings, the grain, when grated up, it has to be put on the inside of the matzah, not on the outside. And because we use grated grain nowadays, that changed it for everything else. So even people who don't use the grated grain, if they use regular horseradish pieces, or if they use the lettuce, the romaine lettuce, because we changed for one thing, it had a domino effect and changed it for everything else. And that's why the matzah is on the outside and the grain, or the small pieces, large pieces, romaine lettuce, that's all put on the inside. But we do see here that fundamentally many poskim say for those who are using, certainly those who can make the sandwich with the maror on the outside, somebody using the romaine lettuce, a great way to have the maror. Indeed, according to many poskim, that should be on the outside, the romaine lettuce should be on the outside with the matzah on the inside and not the reverse. Have a wonderful day.